now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, indeed we did. Good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they be taking us along for the ride each and every day. If Twitter is more your thing, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. We like to throw out there how you can reach us. We reach out to all our affiliates who we love very much, and they love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways, platforms, and devices you can get not only this show, but the Spano, but the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And Joe probably has every device ever invented and yet a few in the pipeline, but he can tell you about the platforms as well. Joe, take it away.
Well, there are soon to be more device updates, but we'll save that for another time, and we'll dive into the myriad of ways that you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you via those devices, starting, of course, with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, as well as on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Apple, be it Android, be it PC, or even just go to iHeart.com. There's a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network channel on iHeartRadio. Same deal for TuneIn Radio. It can be downloaded to any device you can think of, Apple, Android, PC, or you can even go to just go to TuneIn.com. There's a wealth of on-demand content, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day.
Greatly appreciated after this weekend.
Exactly right. On the other side, Bob, we'll set the table and start knocking things down for a big Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack, so you be sure to keep it where it is.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE. 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat-screen TV, a high-capacity, ultra-quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I'll be back here tomorrow night at 8:30 for the dough. Cash. But don't try to run away or pull any tricks like that, because I'll be keeping an eye on things pretty close.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, at least we got that going for us, which is nice. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Senator Roberto around the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Well, boy, we got a couple of things to talk about today, don't we, my friend?
We sure do, Bob. Most notably, Game 7, Western Conference Finals. And it was a terrific game. It had ebb, it had flow. And ultimately, it ends up culminating in a great, great story as the Golden State Warriors advanced to the NBA Finals, and we'll get into how, why, and how the Oklahoma City Thunder squandered a 3-1 lead in this series and find themselves starting their summer about 2 weeks before many of us expected them to, based on how this series was unfolding in front of us. And that's going to be the focus of much of this 2 hours here on the Spano and Black Attack. It's going to be Game 7 NBA Western Conference Finals. How the Thunder ended up frittering away a 3-1 lead, and how the Warriors came back from the brink of elimination to put themselves back in the NBA Finals. We'll take a quick look at the NBA Finals matchup between the Cavaliers and the Warriors. We'll save a lot of our preview for Thursday, but obviously now that we know who's in the NBA Finals, we should probably take a quick look ahead at that. As the hour unfolds and we get clear of all the NBA news, we'll probably roll into the world of college football. And I talked a lot about the unseemly scandal, to be kind, at Baylor University relating to their football program. Well, they've hired a new interim head coach, which I think at least, and we'll get into this a little more at the back end of the show, I think they're going in the right direction, specifically with Jim Grobe, their new head football coach. He's a good man and a moral man, and it'll be nice to see at least one of those types there in Waco, Texas, in the administration for Baylor University. So we'll talk about that as we move along, but the place to really start is the Warriors' 96-88 victory in the deciding Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals to win the series and become just the 10th team in NBA history to advance and come back from a 3-1 deficit and win a playoff series, Bob.
Yep, back off the canvas, back from dead, however you want to describe it, salvaging the season after the miraculous regular season, but they overcome it. They do it on their home court, and they move on to the finals where LeBron and this time not the LeBronettes, the full complement of players for the Cleveland Cavaliers await them. And
come on, they're still LeBronettes, ain't they?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe, doesn't everybody play second banana to LeBron?
Maybe to a certain point, but I don't think you'd say it's Steph and the Stephettes. So, I mean, I'll give them some equal footing until we break it down. But, yeah, you're probably
fair
right
enough
about that. But at least they're not decimated by injury this year. We're going to see the match that perhaps we should have seen last year. We're going to get a redo with a little bit of role reversal, although not as severe for Golden State. But a lot of credit to Golden State for being literally on the brink as close as you could possibly be, getting up off the mat and winning when it needed to happen.
You couldn't have said it better, Bob, because going into this series, because of the way OKC was playing, some of the things Billy Donovan had discovered as their coach, and the way, you know, the level that Golden State was banged up and with their struggles, I picked Oklahoma City coming into this series to win it in six. And as the series started to unfold, particularly after four games, that's exactly where it looked like it was headed. You figured that on the brink of elimination, the Warriors would find a way to win game five in their building. But when it went back to the Chesapeake Energy Center, you figured that Oklahoma City would find a way to win in their building, eliminate the Warriors, have that great 73-win regular season be a footnote in NBA history, and the Thunder would be on their way to the NBA Finals. Well, for three quarters in the better part of the fourth quarter of Game 6, that looked like exactly what was going to happen. Unfortunately, the inability to close out the Warriors in Game 6 ends up in many ways, it leads to the Game 7. And then in the third quarter, the great shooting of the Golden State Warriors takes center stage. And the next thing you know, you have the Golden State Warriors pulling an improbable comeback. As we said, just the 10th time in NBA history that a playoff team has come back from a 3-1 deficit to win a series. And it's hasn't happened it's the first time it's happened in an NBA, in a conference finals or later, Bob. Usually these comebacks from 3-1 down come in the earlier rounds of the NBA playoffs. You don't see that in a conference finals or later.
Well, you know, that's the thing. It's against usually the better team finally wakes up against lesser talent. And even at that, it doesn't happen very often. You know, it was a really terrific off the mat championship comeback. And you know, look, I'm not patting myself on the back here, because truthfully, you know, going with chalk in this situation is always easy to do. But I'm a big believer in the fact that you have to take a championship away from people. I usually don't believe it's going to happen until we're actually having the conversation about it, whether it's boxing or football or anything else. I believe in that pedigree a lot, but Oklahoma City certainly was playing the better basketball going into the series. They were healthier going into the series. They had solved most of their closeout problems going into the series. And in that game six, as you alluded to, they couldn't close it out. And at that point in time, I was going, well, it's going back to the Oracle. And, you know, at that point, you got to like Golden State on their home court. But, you know, you got to give credit to OKC for playing a terrific series. But that one fly in the ointment that they had throughout the regular season that they seemed to have fixed reared its head again in Game 6, and it ended up costing them Game 7.
Well said. They couldn't close out Game 6, a game that they controlled throughout. And in many ways, despite the score being close most of the way, when you watched Game 6 unfolding in front of you, it was a lot like you never believed that Golden State could win that game. Because basically, OKC started out, they took the lead.
Right.
Golden State would reel them back in a little bit, then OKC would push back out. Golden State would reel them back in a little bit, OKC would push back out. It was like a cat toying with a mouse before he dispatches the mouse and finishes off the mouse. The only problem for OKC, they did such a good job of toying with the mouse that the mouse escaped and managed to win in this case, and that was the Warriors, and it forced the Game 7 in the Oracle. And despite all the good work that OKC did in the first half, they only found themselves up 6 at halftime, and then you get the big third quarter explosion, and well, the rest is history.
Yep, I mean, nothing to disagree with there.
Well, and I just want to clarify one thing. I said it was the first time in NBA history in a conference final or later that a team has come back from a 3-1 deficit. It's not. It's a 10th time in playoff history. It's the first time after 42 straight 3-1 leads converted into victories in the conference finals or later. So you'd have to go back to, I guess, sometime in the 50s, the last time a team in a conference finals or later coughed up a 3-1 lead. It just doesn't usually happen this late in the playoffs, and it's very, very rare. The situations where it does happen typically is much earlier. That said, you know, a great job by the Golden State Warriors. We talked about what OKC didn't do. We're going to talk a little bit about what Golden State did. They did a great job. You go back to Game 7, and we talked about it. In the first half, you're watching this game, because when I looked at Game 7, I said a lot of what you said. All right, once they coughed up that lead, and there's a deciding Game 7 in the Oracle, I like the Warriors. I think they're going to win this game. I thought it was key that OKC get off to a good start, and they did just that. And that's where we'll pick it up on the other side as we recap Game 7 and give you our takeaways of Game 7 Western Conference Finals. You can weigh in on the other side at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, or at SportsBylineUSA. We'll continue with the Spano and Black Attack right after this.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by WarranTech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
The hell with it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senior Roberto out on the West Coast at Joe Spano 56. At Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We're talking Golden State, as well we should, as well as Oklahoma City. The summer Durant is going to begin somewhere down the line, but it's all about what happened in Game 6 and specifically Game 7 that we've been getting into.
Exactly right, Bob. And what happened in Game 6, the inability to close out Durant and Westbrook's failings down the stretch in Game 6, lead us to an all-hands-on-deck Game 7 that the Warriors won in their own building. And as we said, the summer of Durant, Oklahoma City's Thunder summer, starts about 2 weeks earlier than they expected. And you know, as I was watching this game unfold, in many ways, this game looked a lot like Game 6, especially in the early going.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma City did a lot of what they wanted throughout this basketball game, particularly in the first half. They controlled the offensive glass. They didn't turn over the basketball. They moved the basketball well. Golden State was far from on fire from deep. And while the Thunder couldn't really hit a three-pointer, and the three-pointer wasn't a factor in the first half, their shooting percentage in general was solid and okay. Yet they came out of that first half leading only by six. And I guess the key was, if you watch this game, in the first half, what saved Golden State was their ability to close out quarters. They were like one of those fighters that fights the last 30 seconds of a round and steals the round. Well, that's what Golden State did. They were thoroughly getting outplayed in the first half. And the Thunder were able to do exactly what they wanted and win all those important key matchups. They won the battle of the points in the paint in the first half. They won the battle in a major way on the offensive boards. They won the battle of turnovers. They were moving the ball well. And because Golden State was able to close out each of the first two quarters, and in particular the second quarter, where they trimmed that lead in the last couple of minutes of the first half from 12 down to 6,
mm-hmm.
The Golden State Warriors, despite being dominated really in the first half and the Thunder able to do anything they want, Golden State only finds themselves down 6 and they're right in it, Bob.
You know, you make a great analogy there. You know, in boxing parlance, they call it the flurries. You know, you get that flurry at the end of the round that all of a sudden you find yourself, if you're judging it or you're a true fan of the sport, where you're going, you know, I know what I watched for the first 2.5 minutes, but that last 30 seconds, wow. You know, and you find yourself questioning what you were watching. And I think that's a pretty good way to look at what Golden State did. And you know, that opportunity was there for Oklahoma City in the first quarter where Golden State scored in the teens. And you go into the second quarter and you go, all right, you know, step on the pedal a little bit here. If you're Oklahoma City, create some separation. But Golden State had drawn them back in a little bit, played even, you know, give it a point. In the second quarter, and at halftime you're going in, and they were well within striking distance. And you go into that Oklahoma City locker room, and I would imagine it was not a comfortable feeling because Golden State, you know, again, you had them on the ropes. You had them on the ropes, and you didn't drop them. And in the third quarter, Joe, it spoke for itself, 12 points.
No, you're exactly right. You know, you allow Golden State to draw within six, and then there's that big third quarter barrage of threes by the Golden State Warriors that really turns this game around. Golden State goes ahead mid third quarter, and from there, despite the fight and the battle of the Oklahoma City Thunder, who to their credit didn't go away. But they never got back out in front, and it was the Warriors who controlled this game from late third quarter through the fourth quarter, and it was the Warriors that actually held off the Thunder
mm-hmm.
in Game 7, unlike what the Thunder did in Game 6 against the Warriors. So, you know, I give all credit in the world to the Golden State Warriors. Steph Curry comes up big when they need him to. He steps up in a major way. Him and Klay Thompson get on a three-point shooting. They go on a three-point shooting barrage that was incredibly impressive and truly one of the key differences in the game, the ability of the Golden State Warriors to cash in for three while the three-pointer was really not much of a factor for the Oklahoma City Thunder in this game. And a lot of times when it was close, it was Golden State getting three, and Oklahoma City stuck trading three for two, and they kept coming up on the short end of it, Bob.
Yeah, I that's a very fair way to put it. And, you know, if you want to break it down a little further, although we had a terrific series, Russell Westbrook did not come up big last night. 7 of 21 shooting. You know, the assists were great. He was dishing. He knew the shot wasn't there, but he was dishing. And in that particular moment where Kevin Durant did come up big for his team, Russell Westbrook did not. And, you know, look, the Splash Brothers played to an elite level. I mean, what we didn't have the opportunity to talk about it because it happened over the weekend, but what Klay Thompson did in Game 6 was an all-time playoff performance. This time around, Steph Curry had the shot. He carried him with 36, and Klay was complimentary, but Klay still got it done. Russell Westbrook did not get it done as far as being able to make his shot in Game 7. It didn't completely take him out of his game, but he wasn't the factor he had been earlier in the series. To me, it was a pretty big difference in this deciding Game 7.
Well, I'm going to take a lot more decisive approach than you're willing to take with this. Durant and Westbrook came up small again late in this game when it counted the most. And they've come up small throughout this postseason in those clutch times. You know, last 5 minutes of the game, 5 points or less margin. You know, their stats in those situations has actually been awful all postseason. And they came up small in the second half and down the stretch, both Durant and Westbrook. They neither of them came up remotely big. And, you know, especially Westbrook. I'll agree with you, Durant tried, and he was able to do a little bit more than Westbrook, but certainly neither of them remotely came up big. When the two of you combined, meaning Westbrook and Durant, get outscored in the second half by Steph Curry alone, when you're two of the five best players in the game, or two of the 10 best players in the game, that's coming up small. Durant could not get a three to go in the second half. Westbrook couldn't get anything to go in the second half. The ball movement in the second half was not the same as it had been in the first half. The turnovers didn't come about, but the ball wasn't flowing. The ball wasn't moving. And you had a lot of bickering, the body language. There was all kinds of bad things going on the floor for the Oklahoma City Thunder. And you, when you have two of the 10 best players in the game, instead of trying to figure out, well, it's your turn, it's my turn, just play basketball, shoot the damn ball. We've talked about it a lot. Sometimes when you have multiple stars like this, and it's not a situation where one of these guys is the unquestioned leader or go-to guy, everybody starts staring at each other, and they start taking turns, and they say, that's my turn, it's your turn, you got to get a touch, I got to get a touch. That never works. When you just go out and play basketball, that's what works. And down the stretch in both Game 6 and Game 7, Durant and Westbrook didn't, and we'll particularly keep it to Game 7, Durant and Westbrook didn't just go out there and play basketball, which is what had gotten them to this point. They started looking around, they started bickering, and they started trying to figure out whose turn it was to shoot the basketball. And as a result, they came up small again in a big spot in the postseason. The Splash Brothers come up big, and that's one of the key reasons that the Golden State Warriors are back in the NBA Finals, and the Oklahoma City Thunder are starting their summer.
I couldn't agree more, and it looked like previous seasons Oklahoma City basketball. And, you know, the alternating touches, yelling at each other on the court, the other teammates being excluded to a big degree. When you look at statistically what happened, I mean, you know, Serge, you don't have to really run much for him, but he was really the only big-time contributor. Adams, 9 rebounds, but again, a guy who had given you a lot during the course of the playoffs, was not a huge impact guy. Cantor was not a huge impact guy. And then as far as the rest of it went, you know, Robertson didn't shoot well, which that happens with him. Waiters, 2 of 9, he didn't shoot particularly well. And it ended up becoming a two-man show, which was old Oklahoma City basketball, and it was not how they succeeded going for the, through the playoffs and getting to this Game 7. So I think that's really valid. And I think if you're the Oklahoma City management, you have to kind of look at this and go, look, I know it's going to be the summer of Durant, and you know, they've already started speculating. Well, he hugged the GM, and the signs are good, and he said the right thing. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to play out, but you have to kind of look at it and say to yourself, these guys need to buy into this new system, as it were, on a regular basis. and make sure that everybody's involved and not revert back to it's your turn, it's my turn. And I think part of that, Joe, is the fact that where Steph Curry is the guy on Golden State, as you said, there's questions with OKC. We believe that Kevin Durant is the guy on Oklahoma City, but there's another guy on the team that doesn't necessarily buy into that, and his name is Russell Westbrook.
Exactly right, Bob. We'll pick it up right there on the other side because I'll make another boxing analogy. I'll grab a couple of basketball analogies, and we'll kind of tie this all together and kind of spend the rest of this hour talking about this Game 7 and then looking ahead to the NBA Finals. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Home Depot Tip of the Week. There are many choices to make when considering what's under your feet. Flooring can bring a sense of warmth and comfort and can last a long time, but it has to be installed properly. Special attention is given to the surface which is being covered. Use the correct underlayment to ensure that the walk-done material will perform as expected. Be sure that the flooring that you choose is rated for its intended use. For example, some products are not suitable for installing below grade. And now, a word from Home Depot.
Can carpet stand up to wine, chocolate, and even bleach? LifeProof carpet from the Home Depot can. And right now, you can get free installation on any carpet, including LifeProof. That's the carpet, the pad, and the installation. This is the next generation of carpet. Visit your local Home Depot store to schedule a measure today. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on basic installation through July 27th. Minimum $500 purchase of carpet and pad. U.S. only.
This is Shaquille O'Neal. Here with 13-year-old Dylan.
Pleased to meet me.
What's that smell?
My body spray, dude.
A little strong, isn't it, bro?
You know it.
This is the perfect time for me to introduce new Gold Bond Men's Powder Spray. More than a scented body spray, it controls odor and wetness with a sophisticated scent. It really separates the men from the Dillons.
Hold up. Have my earbuds in. You say something?
Nope. Fellas, stay cool with Gold Bond.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The whole process of buying a home, it was terrifying. We didn't know if it was even something that we could plausibly do. But having this estimate from Zillow, in which they kind of calculate out what the approximate value of that house maybe should be, it took all that kind of scary risk away. I can't tell you how much happier we are having a place of our own.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
And we never give up. You know, it's all about never giving in and having the heart of a champion.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And before we went to the break, we were talking about the fact that there is not one distinctive leader on the Oklahoma City basketball team. And I said the fact that Russell Westbrook is the guy that doesn't buy in the way Klay Thompson buys in, that it really needs to be Kevin Durant's basketball team. And that's going to be an ongoing issue. And, Joe, you wanted to continue with that.
Well, you know, Bob, it's funny. A lot of times they seem to have it worked out as far as just going out there and playing basketball. And I'll make another boxing analogy. And then at crunch time and when things start to kind of not go right and they end up in a scramble, they revert back to what they're used to, which is that take turns, not move the basketball, not pass the basketball, hog the basketball, hero ball approach that ends up getting them in trouble. And I'll make a boxing analogy since we're spending the morning making boxing analogies. You ever know, you ever see a fighter come off a loss or two and he gets a new trainer and they say, you know, we're going to work on some things and we're going to make a change to Johnny's style and that we think will help him going forward. And he goes into the bout and he's executing that new and improved style of boxing right up until he gets hit in the beak.
Right.
And then once he gets hit, he reverts back to doing what Johnny always did. Well, that's kind of the same thing with the Oklahoma City Thunder. What happens is you get new and improved Oklahoma City Thunder, and then when everything's going right, it's new and improved Oklahoma City Thunder. They're not being counters. They just go out there and they play basketball. And with the versatility they have and the quality of the weapons they have, they're as good at doing it as anybody in all the NBA. Then when they get hit in the nose or things start to fall apart or the other team goes on a run and they need to dig in and hunker down, they do the opposite and they revert back to what they did before, which kept them from being a truly super elite team and a championship team. And that's hero ball from Durant and Westbrook, not getting the other guys involved, and way too much isolation basketball that just doesn't work. And that attitude of, well, it's your turn, now it's my turn, now it's your turn, now it's my turn. So I think that's the big problem. They overcome it and things go great. And as soon as the worm turns a little bit, they seem to revert to what they're used to, much like boxers often do when you try and retrain them to improve them, and then they get hit in the nose and they go back to doing what they've done all these years.
I think that's a fair way to look at it. I don't find any flaw in that logic. I mean, perhaps Billy Donovan can coach them out of it if you want to make the analogy of he's the new trainer. And you want
well, you know
to put
how you
it
coach them out of it, right, Bob? You know how you coach them out of it. It's a tough way to do it with this kind of talent, but I guess the best way you coach him out of it is you start calling plays, which, you know, in the NBA, it's probably not our favorite thing. You almost take that Rick Carlisle approach. All right, you guys are going to look to the sideline to me every time you touch the ball, and I'll call a play. I mean, honestly, I guess that's one way to do it.
It is one way to do it, but I don't think with this group it would work, to be completely honest. And I think it's just going to be something that communication-wise, because don't forget, we were talking about how
those two have to figure it out amongst themselves, Bob. And I think that's big, because let's go back to the big three in Miami, because I think there's a great correlation between these two situations as well. Remember when LeBron first got to Miami and they struggled because they were playing, it's your turn, it's my turn, it's my turn, it's your turn. And nobody could figure out who should shoot, whose team it is, and all these other issues. And then Dwayne Wade grabbed LeBron by the shirt one night and he said, listen, you're LeBron James. Nobody else here is. This is your team. Stop worrying about placating us. Just go out and play basketball. And from that day forward, they functioned like an elite team on the offensive end of the floor and went on to win two championships and make four finals appearances. Once these two get on the same page and figure out, hey, let's just go out and play basketball, it'll all work out fine. But it's on them, too.
Yeah, it is. But they did that already. They just didn't do it to completion. You know, Donovan, and that's what we've been talking about throughout the entire playoffs, they did that Miami formula in year two where it all worked out. But they didn't take it to fruition. When push came to shove, and as you said, it got hit on the beak, they reverted. And, you know, calling plays, that ain't going to happen. And it's not going to work if they do try to do it that way. He'll lose one, if not both, of those guys. I think when they sit down, once the emotions have cleared and everything else, and they talk exit and they talk about what happened, Billy Donovan can legitimately point to how they got to the point of being on the cusp of going to the finals and say, look what succeeded right up until the very end, and look what didn't work. And we need to make sure that we don't do that again. Trust your teammates. Keep them involved. You guys have the talent. And that's assuming, of course, that Durant comes back. But with that being said, they were literally pushed to that point in Game 6. Everything reverted. Game 7, it reverted to two-man basketball when crunch time came around. I think he can sell what worked without having to radically, you know, like you said, go to the sidelines all the time, look at me, I'm going to call plays and all that kind of good stuff. I first of all, I don't think it would work. Second of all, I don't think he's going to take that approach. I think he can get across to these guys because he managed to do it over the course of the season when this was a work in progress in his first year as coach. You know, if you're going to compare it to Miami, even though Miami got to the finals that first year, I think in a way you can almost say Donovan had more success than Spoelstra because his message got across at one point. They just knee-jerked after they got punched in the nose. I think he continued to push it forward.
You know, I think Billy Donovan, and he's done a great job, and he's shown his coaching acumen. I think he can only do so much here. I think it's ultimately on these two players to figure this out, whether it be they sit in a room and, you know, after Billy talks to them and they have their exit meetings. But at some point, these two have to come together and say, you know what? We just have to play basketball. Because these are two great players. And Westbrook is such a difference maker. And while Durant's great, while they're both great players and they're two of the top 10 players in all the league, it's really hard to just say Durant is your leader. He's not far and away better than Westbrook. What Westbrook can do with the ball in his hands is magical at times. I just think they have to get down to playing basketball. They do so much standing around when they get punched in the nose, and they do so much hero ball, and that becomes a problem. And that's those two have to figure it out themselves. Billy can talk all he wants. Ultimately, it's on these two guys. And Billy, what Billy can do, I think, is exactly what you said. Point to, hey, look what happens when you do this and look at the success we have. Now I'm going to leave you two guys alone to figure this out because there's no more that I can do. I can't dribble a basketball for you. I can't pass it for you. And as you so eloquently put it, I can't stand here on the sidelines and do my Rick Carlisle impression. And every time you guys grab a rebound, have you look to the sidelines and look at me and look for me to call a play, because you guys are way too athletic and way too talented for me to do that, and it would only compromise what we're trying to accomplish here. So why don't you guys take the summer and figure out how we can get over the top? I've laid it all out here for you. Take a look at your failings, and hopefully you guys can lock yourselves in a room and have a come-to-Jesus moment and make this thing work out, because with you two together on the same page, and just playing basketball, we can be the very best that the NBA has to offer.
You know, Joe, and I'll throw this out there at you. Remember last year when Kevin Durant was trying to be more aggressive and he was trying to, you know, he was getting technical fouls?
I do not remember that.
And everybody, I know, because you're old and feeble. No, wait, that would be me. And remember when he was trying to, quote unquote, change his personality to be more aggressive on the basketball court?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
the unfortunate thing, and that's it. And the unfortunate thing with this Oklahoma City team is, as far as a pure, even though Russell Westbrook does magical things with the basketball and he plays on a level and so uniquely as a point guard within this National Basketball Association, Kevin Durant, his offensive skills, his 6'11" small forward body, his inside outside, what he's able to do, if you could just transplant the personality of Russell Westbrook into Kevin Durant, you would have the answer to everything. And that, unfortunately, is the problem with this basketball team. If Kevin Durant literally had that, it's mine, I'm taking it over at this point in time personality, and Westbrook could legitimately justify going, all right, he's in aggressor mode right now. He's in beast mode. He's in LeBron mode. I'm going to make sure the ball's in the right spot every single time and let him take this game over. It would work. We wouldn't even be having this conversation. Unfortunately for them, it's not in his personality. And I think maybe that's the fatal flaw of these two ultimately playing together long term. I don't know that Westbrook will ever acquiesce completely, and I don't know that Durant is capable of being that alpha personality, that alpha male, and literally just being the guy where he just takes the damn ball and he shoves it up your chute for the entire fourth quarter.
Well, then maybe you answered your own question, and maybe it's Westbrook that's the undisputed leader of this team and the guy you lean on in crunch time. And Durant, because of his deferential nature, is the deferential guy who's just an exceptional stats guy. And maybe that's what makes it work. I don't know. They've got some tough questions to answer. They're a very talented group with a world of potential, and they can be as good or better than any team in all the NBA. They're versatile. They have a number of ways to beat you. If you've watched this series, you've watched them beat the Golden State Warriors with their big lineup, with their small lineup. They outdid the Golden State Warriors not only at what the Golden State Warriors don't do best, but they outdid the Golden State Warriors at what the Warriors do best, to the point where they forced the Warriors at times in this series to slow down their pace, because in transition, the Thunder were better than the Warriors. So yep, there's a wealth of talent here with a fatal flaw of too much hero ball and two stars that don't always play well together. And they've got to figure this out. That's the only thing that stops them now. That coupled with the fact that they get no production on a steady basis on the offensive end out of their two guards, that stops them from being an NBA championship team. Now they got to bring back Durant, and then once they do that, they've got to figure this out, because they now have the coach in place and just about everything else. They've grown a stable of big men that is unmatched in the NBA. They've got good regular season depth, good postseason depth. They're versatile. They got a number of ways to beat you. It's just sometimes at crunch time, way more than good basketball teams should, they beat themselves, number one. And number two, they squander too many opportunities. The third quarter, I can make a case that what happened in the third quarter shouldn't have mattered. OKC was dominating this game so much early on the boards. They weren't turning over the ball. They were doing everything right, but hitting a lot of threes. And it shouldn't have mattered. They should have been up much more than 6 points at halftime. And that again, squandering opportunities like they did in Game 6 and again in the first half of Game 7, paved the way for the swing in this game. And the numbers are huge, and they really tell a story. From the final 2 minutes of the second quarter through the end of the third quarter, they really tell you why the Oklahoma City Thunder came up short. And we'll decipher it next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. If Shakira was hosting this, she would be singing My Stats Don't Lie. And Joe, you said the stats don't lie.
No, I really don't. I mean, we talked. OKC was up 12, final 2 minutes of the first half. And they were controlling this basketball game. Here's the swing. Final 2 minutes of the second quarter, entire third quarter. Warriors 38, Thunder 15 in points. Warriors 15 of 28 from the field. Thunder 6 of 22 from the field. Here's the biggies. These are the two biggies, because this is what really swung this game. 7 for 13 from 3 for the Warriors, 0 for 8 from 3 for the Thunder, who could not buy a three-pointer in this one.
Right.
And then in that period of time, all of a sudden, we talked about how important it was for the Thunder to win the battle of turnovers and how they had done that throughout the first half. 5 turnovers to 2. And there was no significant edge for the Thunder on the offensive glass either, which was something they dominated in the first half, Bob. That's really the numbers behind the swing that gave this game to the Golden State Warriors. As I got to say, the Thunder battled hard and came back after getting down in that fourth quarter. And really, up until the Ibaka foul of Curry that turned into 3 free throws in the final minute and a half, it was still in many ways anybody's game, despite the failings of the Oklahoma City Thunder, Bob.
Yeah, no. It's very true. And they scrapped and they fought till the end. But, you know, again, fatal flaws are fatal flaws, and it cost them.
Exactly right, Bob. Well, that's a wrap on hour one. It was focused on Game 7 Western Conference Finals, and rightfully so. In hour two, we'll tie a bow around this discussion. We'll hit any of the other NBA news before we move on to the world of college football and the just unseemly and unsightly scandal in Waco, Texas, with the Baylor Bears football team. That's next in hour two of the Attack. Right now, we're going to step aside for the news, and then we'll be back at you with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Severe weather keeps pounding much of the central United States. Tornadoes ripping through parts of Nebraska and Colorado yesterday as driving rain sets off dangerous floods, including in already soggy Texas. At least 9 people have died from flooding in the Lone Star State since last Friday. Well, officials in South Korea say an attempted missile launch by North Korea has failed. Here's USA Radio's Russ Jones.
South Korean media reports that North Korea tried to launch an intermediate-range missile from its east coast. In April, North Korea tried several times to launch that type of missile, but all their attempts failed. The missile could theoretically reach Japan, as well as the U.S. territory of Guam. I'm Russ Jones.
The Sanders campaign praises the Secret Service for taking care of what could have been a scary situation at a rally in Oakland. At least four people rushing the stage during the event, agents swarming Sanders, with one wrapping himself around the Vermont senator. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
The suspect in a weekend shooting spree at a Houston gas station is identified as a U.S. military veteran.
Dionisio Garza III opened fire on the gas station, killing one person and injuring several others. He was later shot to death by a SWAT officer. He's from San Bernardino County, California. ABC 13 in Houston reports that Garza spent four tours in Afghanistan and was discharged in 2014. Police are not discussing a possible motive. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The head of the Cincinnati Zoo continues defending the decision to kill a rare gorilla after a little boy crawls into its enclosure over the weekend.
We did not take the shooting of Harambe lightly, but that child's life is in danger.
Thane Maynard saying his team made the right decision to shoot the 17-year-old gorilla named Harambe. Maynard said the zoo is not negligent and the barriers around the enclosure are safe. He said whatever the barrier is, someone will still be able to get past it. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. I mean, you know, I love him.
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
A Senate committee holds a hearing today into what it says was a flawed investigation into the VA. A Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee report first obtained by USA Today says an investigation into a Wisconsin VA hospital's overprescribing addictive painkillers was flawed and didn't address serious problems. We've all heard of people finding unexpected treasures at garage sales or at flea markets. The family of a U.S. veteran has something to celebrate thanks to a stranger who made a pretty cool discovery. USA Radio's Tammy Rose has the details.
Lisa Gomez bought a flag at a flea market in Mesa, Arizona for $15. But when she got home, noticed a small card tucked inside with the name of a World War II veteran.
Just thought, oh my gosh, I can't unfold this flag. It belongs to someone, and I'm sure the family would love to have it back.
The veteran's name was Donald Pay, from Hamlet, Indiana, who served in the U.S. Army from 1943 to 1945. She found the owner's daughter, Patty, who lives in Scottsdale, and returned the flag.
This is probably the nicest thing I have ever, ever gotten. It just really touched my heart today. My dad's in heaven smiling right now with my mom saying thank you very much.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rowe.
And striking Verizon workers set to return to work tomorrow. Nearly 40,000 East Coast workers walked off the job in mid-April because of labor disputes. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, indeed we are. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, and you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. And Joe, let's set it up and talk about the various different ways you can get the Attack and all the programming here on Sports Byline. We have devices, we have platforms, we have all kinds of good stuff because it's all about radio on the go in this modern day and age.
Well said, Bob, and there are so many ways that you can take Sports Byline with you on the go, not the least of which is the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And also on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that more is available at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Apple, be it Android, be it PC, or even just go to iHeart.com. There's a wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. That's on iHeartRadio. Same deal for TuneIn Radio. It's also a great app. You can download it to any device, be it Apple, be it Android, be it PC, or just go to TuneIn.com. Again, a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and never, ever let us forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day.
And coming off this Memorial Day weekend, we appreciate it more than ever. Thanks for being there for us. We really do love your service.
Now, Bob, you're exactly right. On the other side, we'll set the table for a big hour, too. Start knocking things down on this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Weigh in at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, or at Sports Byline USA. We'll tip off hour two right after this very short timeout.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Think nothing of it. It's all good.
Yes, it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. What do you say we set up this buffet in the remaining 48 minutes that we have left to devour some sports?
All righty, Bob. I guess we'll tie a bow around Game 7 and the Western Conference Finals as a whole. I think we've done a pretty good job of breaking down the whys, the wherefores, and kind of giving you our takeaways on that. But we'll spend some of this segment doing that. Then we'll roll into a quick look. Not so much a full-out preview, as the series doesn't start until Thursday, meaning the NBA Finals. But we should take a look ahead at a Warriors-Cavaliers NBA Finals. And then I want to get into the Baylor stuff. Now, I attacked a lot of this on Friday, but even since we left for the Memorial Day weekend, there's been some changes and some things that have gone down. There's a new coach, and there's a vacancy in the athletic director's chair. So I want to get into that a little bit, and by that time, our time together will have ended. So that's where we'll go in this hour. Your calls are welcomed all the way through at 800-878-PLAY. On anything related to the NBA Finals, the NBA Western Conference Finals, or the Baylor situation. If you prefer to reach out to us on Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA.
You know, as far as the any wrap-up tying a bow, I mean, the opportunity was there for Oklahoma City. They didn't take advantage of it. They have nobody but themselves to blame. But, you know, we've focused on that a lot in the first hour. You know, credit goes to the champion. Credit goes to the team that's been there and has the ring and had the best regular season ever and has the opportunity to go back-to-back. And all the things that we like to talk about when we talk about prospective dynasties in sports and elite basketball teams or elite any teams, for that matter, and all-time teams, that opportunity is still in front of Golden State. And when you consider how far they were on the ropes, how down they were when it looked like it was going to end for them, as much as we talked about OKC in hour one and what they didn't do, we have to talk a little bit about what Golden State did. And ultimately, that championship pedigree, Joe, came into being, and they did what they needed to do at the right time. Most of it starting with Game 6 and that performance by Klay Thompson and the spillover into Game 7. And now they go to face the rematch against the Cleveland Cavaliers, except this time it's a full-strength Cleveland Cavalier basketball team.
That's well said, Bob. You know, you're right. We did a lot of dwelling on what the Thunder didn't do after getting up 3-1. And what they didn't do was close out a series that was there for the taking. What they didn't do was take advantage of opportunity presented them. What they didn't do was win games they should have won and games that they controlled throughout. Too many times they squandered opportunities, and that's the overriding theme with this series from an Oklahoma City Thunder perspective. It's opportunities squandered, and I think that's one of the big things that you'll forever take away from this series is opportunities squandered by the Oklahoma City Thunder, doing less with great opportunities than you needed to, and that's why you're not in the NBA Finals. But as for Golden State, we do have to give them credit. They could have folded up in Game 5 and not even won in their building. They could have certainly easily folded up in Game 6 on the brink of elimination, down double digits, and really being toyed with by an Oklahoma City Thunder team that was outplaying them but just didn't put them away. They found a way to win that game. And then once it comes back to their own building, as I had talked about, the worm really completely turned. And in many ways, the pressure was on the Thunder. And the Thunder did answer the call, going up double digits mid-second quarter. Because if they didn't answer the call, I had a funny feeling it would be the Golden State Warriors that would blow them out if they got off to the good start and OKC struggled. That's not what happened. But you are right. We have to celebrate what the Warriors did. And, you know, it's an interesting team. As great as they've been and as historic as their greatness has been all year, and we've talked about how they dominate, they also are great at dealing with adversity. You talked about a championship pedigree. And I found this number interesting. 17th win after trailing by double digits, most in the NBA this season. That includes NBA regular season and playoffs. For a team that's been so dominant and lost so few games, to be able to do that, you know, because it's easier to run from in front sometimes than it is to come back. So they've shown a great ability to run from in front, and their level of dominance at times throughout most of the regular season and at times in the playoffs would show you that they certainly have an innate ability to run from in front. You wouldn't think a team that's run from in front that much would be as good as they are at dealing with adversity in some ways and not being the dominant team. That number shows you that even when things don't go right, they can hunker down, dig in, and find a way to win or steal games maybe that they shouldn't have even won. And I think that's the other overriding theme here. Well, the Oklahoma City Thunder for much of this series were the better team. Mm-hmm. Yet it's the Golden State Warriors that advanced to the NBA Finals and not the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's a valid point. And, you know, it's funny, lost in the regular season, and you mentioned that number, 17 games. You know, there were a lot of times, and I remember us over the course of the basketball season, where we would pick up on a regular season game, particularly if it was a marquee matchup, where we would talk about Golden State's ability of, wow, did you see that? They were down, and then they just came out in the fourth quarter and took the game away. So when we got into the playoffs, and I remember us discussing about the fact that in many instances this team had not been tested as far as being their backs up against the wall, I guess maybe we missed that some of that grit did occur during the regular season where they overcame double-digit deficits towards their regular season march. Maybe we discounted it a little bit too much and should have taken that into account a little bit more than what we ended up doing, because when push came to shove and it was put up or shut up time, they had it in the tank. They had it in the tank to get it done, Joe, and they proved a lot of people, including us, because I picked them, but I didn't think they were going to come out of the series when they were down 3-1, and they proved us wrong.
Yeah, I mean, it proved me wrong. I picked against them. I just thought they were too banged up. And, you know, the only time in this series that I picked them to win it was going into Game 7. Once I saw the way OKC lost Game 6, mm-hmm. I was firmly convinced that the worm had turned 180 degrees and that this was the Golden State Warriors series. But I was not convinced of that until the final horn sounded on Game 6. It all changed for me at that point.
Yeah. And, you know, understandable. Like I said, I mean, I picked them, but poop, game, 3-1, please. I didn't think they were going to come out. No way.
What do you say, Bob? Agreed wholeheartedly. So congratulations to the Golden State Warriors, who will roll into the NBA Finals. They'll be riding high, but they're also not going to be all that well rested. They're still dealing with some injuries. Steph still, for all he is not the Steph Curry of the regular season.
Right.
But they seem to have an awful lot figured out, and I think what you have setting up is a very, very intriguing matchup between two of the most efficient and dynamic offenses in all the NBA. One in the Golden State Warriors that is not quite playing its best basketball, and one in the Cleveland Cavaliers that is playing its best basketball. And I think it lends itself to a very, very intriguing matchup. Two teams that shoot the three as often and as well as anybody, and two teams that can really move the ball up and down the court with a rapid-fire pace of play that's not only going to lead to high-scoring, close, and compelling matchups, but I think you're going to have some very intriguing little sidebars in this series.
Yep, I think so. And, you know, the rematch, and by the way, the league got what they wanted. You know, it's the rematch of Cleveland Golden State. No OKC Toronto. So, you know, they're happy with the end result, too, because there's going to be a lot of marketability about this basketball series.
Absolutely, Bob. We'll pick it up right there on the other side. This is the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. 800-878-PLAY will get you involved, but you be sure to keep it where it is.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
We're not ordinary people. We're morons.
Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I don't know. I wouldn't say we're morons, Joe. I mean, we're not ordinary people by any means, but I think morons is a bit strong, don't you?
Yeah. Well, you'll decide after you listen to the show for a while. And we'll leave that to the audience to vote at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. You can weigh in on whether Bob and I are morons or if either one of us individually is a moron. Pick your moron. Or you can weigh in on any of your thoughts as it relates to Western Conference Finals, even our look ahead to the NBA Finals, or on the Baylor football situation. Those are all open at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, or at SportsBylineUSA, Bob. And you were saying as we went out to break for the last segment, you were talking about the fact that the NBA and their television partners, in this case ESPN/ABC, got exactly what they wanted. With a Cleveland and Golden State NBA Finals. There's no question about it. This will be the highest rated NBA Finals to date. They got exactly what they wanted. The two biggest stars in the game today in LeBron James and Steph Curry, along with their terrific supporting casts, in a matchup that everybody wants to see. And I think what they're going to get is a long series. I think what they're going to get is an extremely entertaining, up-and-down, small-ball, exciting basketball kind of series. And I think most of these games are going to be pretty even because I think these two teams are pretty evenly matched in that they kind of win doing things in a very similar way. Shooting it from the three, spacing the floor, playing at a fast pace, and not really using their bigs very much to be a big factor in the basketball game, and they both come out there and spend much of the game with extremely small lineups on the floor.
Yeah, no question about it. Styles are very similar. Speedball is the name of the game for both of these basketball teams. The bigs might as well nail themselves to the bench now because you're not going to really be seeing any time. And it's style against style. I mean, it's going to be entertaining. It should go long and deep. We will find that out. You never know. But, as we go further into the week and we'll do a preview of it, we'll break it down even further. But as far as a basketball purist goes, a basketball fan, this is going to be a fun matchup to watch. And as I said, all the storylines are there for the networks to explore. It's can we repeat and create a mini dynasty? Is there going to be redemption on the other end? It's full strength this time against a team that's a bit nicked up on the other side. There's all kinds of things that they're going to be exploring going forward, and it's going to make for some entertaining viewing and some entertaining fan-friendly basketball.
Exactly right, Bob. And it's two teams that, again, can't exploit the weaknesses of the other because their style of play dictates that they'll be very similar as far as the style of basketball they play on the floor. And that's one of the interesting things when you look back at the Warriors. They might not have been here. And, it kind of occurred to me as we started talking about this. If Billy Donovan didn't, I guess for the first time all postseason, he didn't criticize Billy Donovan. He had found something with big lineups against Dallas and San Antonio. Early in that Western Conference Finals, big lineup was a huge factor in their success. Then as they moved along, they had success with that small lineup. But then he stayed with it a little too long. As the series wore along, Golden State was able to expose that small lineup for some of its offensive failings. And it never at any point did he ever go back, especially down the stretch.
Yep.
While losing.
Yep.
He never went back to that big lineup. And, I was thinking about that, and I'm like, maybe you take advantage of what you have that they don't, and that's that big lineup. And going forward, had it been OKC in here instead of Golden State against Cleveland, that's something that OKC could have exploited that Golden State quite simply won't be able to. It's their quality, depth, and talent of their bigs. against a Cleveland Cavaliers group that is going to go small, sacrifice rim protection and defense for offense. With Golden State, what makes this matchup so intriguing is they can't really take advantage of it. These two teams are going to pick it up, put it down, play small ball, and neither can exploit the weaknesses of the other, and it's going to be strength on strength, and we'll see who's actually the better and more dynamic and more explosive offensive team over a very long and entertaining series.
Yeah, no question about it, and I think it's a legit criticism of Billy Donovan. Now, I don't know if he was seeing something performance-wise that he wasn't comfortable with, but he did gradually fade away from exploiting the big, or his bigs exploiting Golden State and their lack of size. And I think it's a fair critique. You know, going forward, I guess they're going to have to decide in OKC whether or not that versatility, we play small sometimes, we play big sometimes, depending on the matchup, is something that they're comfortable with, because in our opinion, it worked when they did it the majority of the time. But they did get away from it. And then you talked about this matchup. It is strength on strength. The intrigue in this, I mean, not only do you have the two best players in the game, one is not quite at 100%, so that's going to come into play. And then, as we discussed, this time around, LeBron has his full complement of troops around him. And, you know, as much as anything, because, I mean, when you think about it, Kyrie Irving going out in game one of last year's matchup, and then it was literally, I mean, the list goes on, the Mike Millers and everybody else that was part of this Cleveland Cavalier team last year, Hayward, who was done, you know, and various different guys who just had nothing left to contribute, and it ended up being LeBron against the world. Well, that's not the case this time. And if it ends up going the distance, which you and I will discuss later on in the week, well, LeBron has a chance to kind of redeem, if you feel that he needs to redeem himself, going forward with this Cavalier group. I don't feel he needs to redeem. He's got the rings, but I'm sure he'd like to win another one with this group of players.
Well, I think it'll go a long way towards cementing his legacy and his greatness, because he does have critics. They're not justified, but he does have critics. And, you know, something else that it brought me back to. I started to get to thinking when...
Uh-oh.
When I was watching a lot of this unfold, and we've talked a lot about the failings of Durant and Westbrook at crunch time in this series. We've talked about the failings at times of Klay and Steph at crunch time throughout this postseason. We've talked about the failings of a lot of other guys at crunch time throughout this postseason. The one guy who we haven't talked about his failings at crunch time throughout this postseason is LeBron James. And he took care of his business in that game six against Toronto. He elevated his game. He put in 30-plus for the first time in his postseason. And he willed and dragged and forced his team to victory without playing hero ball. It's the thing that makes me believe, despite the affinity we have for all these other great players, and despite the disdain a lot of times we have for LeBron James, even at 31, and because of the talent around him, able to pace himself a little bit more than in years past, in my mind, he's still the best player in the NBA right now, Bob. And if I were starting a team and you gave me the number one overall pick, LeBron James would still be my first pick because of what he can do. And at this point, what's become his Jordan-esque ability to lead a team, not only through his words, but through his actions.
Yeah, it would be hard-pressed for me to not pick Steph because of the age difference, but I get every reason why you would pick LeBron. And look, you know, you talked about the critics as such. You and I don't criticize LeBron. And this isn't backseat driving. This isn't armchair quarterback. This isn't Monday morning quarterbacking. This is the fact that literally from the beginning, we have understood what LeBron is and what LeBron does. And when you're as talented as he is, you become the easy target. But if you're going to be fair and objective, you have to look at what he had at the beginning of his career, which was not much, and he still got teams to the finals. What you had in the middle of his career, which was an adaptation of working with other superstars and the fact that they figured it out, and then they won championships. And now taking it back home and having to readjust yet again and perhaps win another championship, and he still got them to the finals. Six straight years of going to the finals, which is almost unparalleled, you know, unless you take it back to the great Celtic dynasties. And, you know, they can knock him all they want. They don't watch the game. They're not paying attention to what's going on and how great this guy is. And what's been most impressive about this year, Joe, is the fact that as the season went along, even with the turmoil, you know, there was a coaching change. There was a new system coming in. There was all kinds of questions going on in the middle of the season that literally right up until the end of the regular season, they were still adjusting. And they went into the playoffs and they dominated until they struggled a little bit against Toronto. And this, to me, it just reinforces the greatness of LeBron, because when it came down to it, he answered the bell as he always does. Now he has one last opportunity in this season to answer the bell. And, you know, not to tip anything, but I'm kind of looking at in the direction of the middle of the country rather than the West Coast at this point.
Well, I've been on them from Jump Street, so when I make my pick on Thursday, I don't think anybody will be surprised at what direction I go in. On the other side, Bob, we'll wrap up this greatness of King James discussion, and then we want to roll into something that's not so great, and it's the Baylor University football scandal. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it is.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Home Depot Tip of the Week. There are many choices to make when considering what's under your feet. Flooring can bring a sense of warmth and comfort and can last a long time, but it has to be installed properly. Special attention is given to the surface which is being covered. Use the correct underlayment to ensure that the walk-done material will perform as expected. Be sure that the flooring that you choose is rated for its intended use. For example, some products are not suitable for installing below grade. And now, a word from Home Depot.
Can carpet stand up to wine, chocolate, and even bleach? LifeProof carpet from the Home Depot can. And right now, you can get free installation on any carpet, including LifeProof. That's the carpet, the pad, and the installation. This is the next generation of carpet. Visit your local Home Depot store to schedule a measure today. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on basic installation through July 27th. Minimum $500 purchase of carpet and pad, U.S. only.
This is Shaquille O'Neal, here with 13-year-old Dylan.
Pleased to meet me.
What's that smell?
My body spray, dude.
A little strong, isn't it, bro?
You know it.
Ooh, this is the perfect time for me to introduce new Gold Bond Men's Powder Spray. More than a scented body spray, it controls odor and wetness with a sophisticated scent. It really separates the men from the Dylans.
Hold up. Have my earbuds in. You say something?
Nope. Fellas, stay cool with Gold Bond.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The whole process of buying a home, it was terrifying. We didn't know if it was even something that we could plausibly do. But having this estimate from Zillow, in which they kind of calculate out what the approximate value of that house maybe should be, it took all that kind of scary risk away. I can't tell you how much happier we are having a place of our own.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Please let this nightmare stop!
That's one voice in the wilderness. Welcome back to the attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. If Twitter is more your thing, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and, of course, at Sports Byline USA. And wrapping up the Cleveland Cavalier Golden State talk. And Joe, you know, just the matchup is there. It'll be fun. And we were talking about the greatness of LeBron, and it's still underappreciated by people. But once he steps off the stage, I think it will be a lot of people who have their eyes open as to how great this guy actually has been in his career.
You know, you brought up the greatness of going to the six straight NBA finals. Again, it's rarefied air. Unless you're a LeBron James personal caddy and James Jones, or you're a Celtic from the 60s, and it was a different time in the 60s. There were only eight or nine teams in the NBA throughout that run, and Red Auerbach was such, I don't want to take anything away from that group, but Red Auerbach was such a visionary and so far ahead of everybody else, and they had seven, eight Hall of Famers on the team. It was a lot easier to go to six straight NBA finals than it is in today's game of parity and everything else. And for LeBron to take two different franchises to six straight NBA finals, I understand he hasn't won in the finals as much as we'd like, and I think that's a fair criticism of him. But his game-in, game-out success and his ability to elevate teams in a Jordan-esque sort of way, lead when he needs to lead, demand excellence from not only himself but others around him, and the lack of, in my mind, late-game, close-game failings in comparison to so many of these greats that we talk about and guys that some people talk about having even eclipsed LeBron, it's all the argument I need that it shows me that LeBron is still, at 31, the best player in sneakers. And in my mind, you know, the most important player in the NBA right now. All apologies to Steph Curry and everybody else, the two-time MVP. I'd still pick him first. I understand what you're saying about the age difference. The age difference is not as much as everybody thinks. Steph Curry's 28 years old. LeBron's 31. It's big in basketball years. I still think there's a lot of meat on the bone, and I can win. If I draft LeBron, I got three or four more years of top LeBron. And in that time, if I'm smart, put him around the right people, I can win a couple NBA championships with him. So to me, most important and best player in the league, couple articles I read that really got me back to this thinking, and I've been talking about this for a while. Joe Varden from Cleveland.com, he wrote a great article on LeBron, and everybody should check that out at Cleveland.com, and the headline is Forget Bill Russell. LeBron James NBA Finals streak transcends all of pro sports. If you're on the fence about how great it is that LeBron's gotten the six straight, read that. And I caught an article over the weekend in Newsday. Ally and his own wrote a terrific article on LeBron. Talks about King James has earned his crown. And when you read that, when you read these two articles and you listen to our discussion, it really just cements how good LeBron is and how he is in my mind and in the minds of some other smart people that understand the game of basketball. And in all reality, he is still the best player in the game today. He'll go down as one of the five best in the history of the game. And he's perhaps right now the most important player in all the NBA.
Yep, nothing to argue with. You know, like I said, the only thing with me, would I take Steph? Yeah, maybe by a hair. If I had LeBron on my team, please, come on. Hey, but, you know, I want to take it back to one point that you made before we moved on and the people who criticized. Well, you know, he's gotten to the finals and he hasn't won as often. You know, let's take two of those finals appearances. The first one that he made where he had literally nothing around him other than role players on that basketball team. And last year, which, you know, I'm sorry. You had a team in Golden State peaking at the right time, and you had LeBron playing by himself. It's literally what it came down to. And if you're criticizing LeBron James for being to the finals that amount of times, and you're going to criticize him for not winning more rings, you don't know the game of basketball. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. Because two of those final appearances, he was a one-man show. And it doesn't work that way in the NBA. Nobody wins in a one-man show. Nobody, including LeBron James. He is immune to criticism for two of those appearances.
Right. That first one with Cleveland where, I mean,
yeah,
Worst roster in the history of the NBA Finals. And look at what he did against Golden State in that Finals. He had Cleveland up 2-1 by himself.
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving was gone after game one or in game one. And Kevin Love was never a part of that team. It was Matthew Dellavedova and J.R. Smith and Iman Shumpert. So all credit to LeBron. He's still the best player in the game today, Bob. And I think he's going to prove it in this NBA Finals series because he's going to come out with a major, major chip on his shoulder and a full complement of talent to help him exercise this demon, which is not winning enough NBA Finals, man. We'll talk about it more on Thursday, but I think we should switch gears to from LeBron James to something far more unseemly, and it's the Baylor football scandal down in Waco, Texas. And, you know, we've kept you caught up with everything that's gone on with that up until this point. But over the weekend, a couple of moves were made that are that are headed towards repairing the damage done in Waco and hopefully making sure that something like this doesn't happen again. The first one is the hiring of Jim Grobe as the interim head coach. Good man, moral man. I don't know how many games they're going to win, and I don't care. But he'll fix what ails this program as far as the environment of lawlessness and the environment of entitlement. And the other one is the resignation of Ian McCaw as athletic director. I applaud that because I don't think he should have kept his job when they fired Art Briles. I thought he should have been ridden out on a rail as well. And I'm disgraced that Ken Starr is actually allowed to stay at the school as a chancellor and teach at the law school when he was in charge of this university when all this lawlessness went down. So that's where I am on this. I'll let you weigh in on some of this, and then we'll go talk a little bit about the hiring of Jim Grobe and the resignation of Ian McCaw.
Yeah, no question about it. Look, Starr should be out completely. You know, how he is even part of the university, and that's where I'll start, is beyond me. You're in charge. It starts at the top. The fish rots from the top. And this stuff has been going on with the program for a long time. And Art Briles last year, I'm welcoming the investigation and all that. If Ken Starr wasn't aware of what was going on with this program, then he should have never been in charge of the university. That's number one. Number two, the athletic director was on probation and all that. He should have gone out the door with Art Briles. No question about it. And Art Briles, deservedly so, needed to go out the door because this is a program that is as dirty a program as we've seen in a long time. And not from the recruiting perspective, not from the we're breaking the rules as far as payola, although who knows, maybe that stuff will come out somewhere down the line, but just the caliber of people that they're bringing in. But you talked about Jim Grobe, moral man, decent man, good football coach, I guess, you know, not really with the results that you would like. But herein lies the problem, Joe. And once the headlines fade a little bit and whatever the NCAA comes down with and all the other things that are going to go along with it, the campus will eventually turn to wanting winning football. And he probably is not going to give it to you. Not because of his necessary lack of skills, but all the things that are going to come down, and the program is going to be radioactive for a while, where kids aren't going to necessarily want to go there, and all the other things that will entail that we'll be talking about for the next couple of seasons. But ultimately, they'll want winning football on that program because they got spoiled. And it reminds me, Joe, of what went on at the University of Oklahoma at the very end under Barry Switzer. And what I mean by that is it had gotten to the point because Switzer had a couple of years where he had a three-year run where he lost 3 and 4 games and the heat was starting to come on him. And he went back to recruiting guys of, shall we say, very questionable character. And it accumulated in an arrest of Charles Thompson for literally selling pounds of cocaine out of his dorm room. There were automatic weapons and everything else. And I was down there at the time. And the fans, although they expressed outrage and everything else, once Switzer was gone, they gave him a couple of years for the new guys to come in and write the program with guys like John Blake and Howard Schnellenberger, and it didn't happen. And those guys got blown out the door, although they were running a clean program. And I expect the same thing to happen at Baylor. I'll be curious to see who ends up being the long-term football coach at Baylor and what direction they go in once they decide they want to win again.
Well, it's not going to be Jim Grobe. He's been hired as an interim head coach, and he's been brought in there to police things because he's a decent man and a moral man.
Yep.
He won't recruit the kind of players they need in Waco. He won't win the amount of games they need in Waco. He's more of a mid-tier kind of coach as far as the level of success that he can have. But they need to clean things up at Baylor. And don't get me wrong, you know, this fine Christian university and these extremely moral people hiding behind their pulpit, they're being dragged into cleaning this up, kicking and screaming.
Yeah.
That's why you reluctantly fire Art Briles. You sanction and put the athletic director, who I can't imagine knew nothing about this, when you're Art Briles' direct superior. You didn't fire him. He resigns once you hire Jim Grobe, and it doesn't look like he was forced out. It just looked like he felt that the change of direction and his complicity in lawlessness would no longer be tolerated, so he probably felt it was best served that he left. And it was after much reflection and prayer. Okay. That said, like I said, they're being dragged kicking and screaming into trying to clean this thing up. It's damaged. There's no real guilt here. When I say guilt, there's no real guilty conscience here. There's no real contrition here. They got caught, and they're trying to do what they can. That's why Ken Starr still works at Baylor. That's why Ian McCall wasn't fired, and he eventually resigned without being forced out. That's why Jim Grobe is installed as the new head coach to do damage control. But mm-hmm. the entire staff underneath him, including Art Briles' son, Kendall, has all been retained. You know what they're trying to do. They're trying to whitewash the decaying building so that you'll think everything's fine. Stem the tide, keep most of the recruits there, and continue to try and win football games, because their overriding concern, even at this moment, is not the victims, is not the culture in Waco that allowed two of these scandals to go on in 13 years. It's really about winning football games, because if they were really concerned about the culture and changing things, they fire all those assistants, because you can't imagine Art Briles was orchestrating this entire thing by himself. There must have been a lot of help. So you would have fired all the assistants, most especially his son, who must have known something. You would have fired Ian McCaw right out of the box because he must have known something. I mean, Christ, they got involved with the Waco Police Department mm-hmm. in trying to keep this thing under wraps. So they don't really want to change the culture there. You're spot on right. They want to continue to win games. They want everything to continue uninterrupted and unfettered. So they're going to do the minimum damage control that they can, and that's why they keep doing it in baby steps. They're hoping Jim Grobe will be the whitewash they need, keeping the assistants in place, having it in some ways be business as usual, hope to keep the recruits in place, and once everybody forgets what happened, they'll get themselves the head coach that they want. And Jim Grobe will be asked to move along and thanked for keeping everything quiet. And then he'll go back to business as usual in Waco, Bob.
No question about it. This scandal replaces SMU's as the worst scandal in Texas sports history.
Well said. Tie a bow around it on the other side. We're Spano and Black. Keep it where it's at.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto, as we wrap up the edition of The Attack. And you know, it's for those of you who have not been around college football programs, and I mean big-time college football programs, I've been around a couple of them. Whether I was in Alabama, whether I was in Oklahoma, they know. You know, Joe discussed the fact of, you know, the police and, you know, the staff had to know. They know. There's no question about it. I mean, particularly when I was living in Oklahoma and I was living in Norman, everybody knew what was going on, whether it was a car for a certain player or you know, guys that were walking the streets at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning who you're looking at them and going, oh, there's Charles Thompson. You know, everybody knew what was going on. Every student on the campus knew. Every professor knew. The president of the school knew. The athletics director knew. The woman that ran the cafe, Betty Mafucci, down the end of the corner, knew what was going on. It was just a question of how much they were willing to tolerate and how much they were willing to ignore to put a winning football program on the field. And what Grove is going, and this is something we'll get into down the line here. When Grove comes in and he starts putting things together, don't be surprised if some of the assistants and all these people that were retained end up being asked to leave. And if the university resists them leaving, if he decides to restructure and reorganize that staff, don't be surprised if Grobe resigns and they're looking for yet another caretaker head football coach. Because a man of his integrity, if he senses what's going on as a result of some of the people that were retained on his staff, he ain't going to put up with it. Not in any way, shape, or form. That's it for this edition of The Attack. Robert, out on the West Coast, appreciate all the great efforts that you always make. For Mr. Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Stay tuned for the great programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.